This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. President Biden has called for an end to the divisions that triggered the fall of the Speaker of the House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy. Speaking at the White House, he described the political atmosphere as poisonous.
We have strong disagreements, but we need to stop seeing each other as enemies. We need to talk to one another, listen to one another, work with one another. And we can do that. I join with Minority Leader Jeffries, in saying that our Republican colleagues remain committed to working in a bipartisan fashion. We were prepared to do it as well, for the good of the American people.
Mr. Biden also said he knew there are a majority of members of the House and Senate of both parties who have said they would support funding Ukraine. The temporary funding bill passed by the House of Representatives on Sunday to avert a government shutdown excluded money for Ukraine. Cuba says there's been a noticeable growth in the number of migrants leaving the island to try to reach the United States illegally. In a statement, the Foreign Ministry says migrants are increasingly travelling on routes through Central America, which expose them to criminal gangs and human traffickers. Cuba's communist government blames the US trade embargo and other economic sanctions for its crisis and unprecedented migration levels. European Union leaders have welcomed an agreement between member states on asylum and irregular migration. The Pact on Migration and Asylum seeks to relieve the pressure on gateway countries such as Italy and Greece by relocating some migrants to other EU states. Guy Hedgecoe has more details.
It is seen by many people as quite significant, partly because these are issues that are difficult to get some kind of consensus on, and also because this is part of a broader position of the EU with which it really wants to overhaul European policy. What they've agreed on today deals specifically with how the EU will deal with migration and asylum crises in the future.
A new study by the World Bank suggests that since 1985, the number of settlements in the world's most flood-prone areas has increased by 122%. This report from Andrew Ochieng.
From East Asia to Central Europe and Latin America, as the so-called middle-income countries have become richer and their populations have grown, there's been demand for more homes, especially in urban areas. But instead of expanding settlements in safe, dry lands, the analysis published in the journal Nature shows there have been more people moving to areas at very high risk of flooding. China, Vietnam and Tanzania are among those leading the trend. The researchers warn governments that can't build anywhere else to invest in flood protection systems and disaster preparedness measures.
World News from the BBC. The UK government has warned that Russia could target civilian shipping in the Black Sea by laying sea mines on the approaches to Ukrainian ports and then blaming Ukraine. In a statement, the British Foreign Office said it was releasing the intelligence to deter any such incident from occurring. Last month, Britain accused Russia of targeting a civilian cargo ship at a port in the Black Sea in August. Russia and the US have both conducted nationwide alert drills on the same day. On Wednesday afternoon in the US, there were messages on mobile phones and televisions from the federal government to test its alert system. The words, "This is a test," flashed on screens, accompanied by a screeching noise. In Russia, the authorities also tested the emergency public warning systems right across the country, setting off sirens and interrupting some television and radio broadcasts to warn the population to stay calm. Saudi Arabia has announced its bid to host the 2034 World Cup. The Saudi Football Federation said it intended to deliver a world-class tournament and will draw inspiration from the nation's passion for football and ongoing social and economic transformation. The American gymnast Simone Biles has won her 20th World Championship gold medal as she led the US women's team to its seventh consecutive world title. Her flawless floor routine at the World Artistic Gymnastics Championships in Belgium was enough for the US to win the title by 2 points, with Brazil second. Our correspondent Natalie Perks says Biles is unique.
She simply can do things that no one else can do. Her difficulty rating on some of her skills is so much higher than anyone else's that she almost has a head start before she even gets out on the floor or out on the vault, because she can do things that her competitors can't. And remarkably, tonight she became the oldest American woman to ever win a world championship medal, and she's only 26.